We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Moving back to the Sharks' end, it's a combination of Wood and O'Connor trying to make the play. Puck hit Zetterlund. He poked it as he gets bounced to the ice. That's going to be a penalty against the Avalanche. As Colorado now will see the Sharks maybe get the extra skater on, but maybe not, as Henry Fron going after O'Connor. And he was the man who took out the Sharks' Fabian Zetterlund. And Henry Thrun coming in there with a hard left and down with O'Connor, and they're both going to the penalty box, but the Sharks should also get a power play here.
The fighting Hank Thrun there for the San Jose Sharks, and the Sharks are going to need more of that physicality tonight when they take on Anaheim. Pre-game 6:45, go time 7:15, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For San Jose, this is an opportunity for them, in my opinion, to get win number one of the year. And we look at the last three games versus the first three. Against St. Louis, they had a 4-1 lead, let it slip away. That was a learning moment, I think, for all the new veterans on the team to understand just where this Sharks team is and just need to where they need to get it to be. I think you look at the second game against a team like Anaheim, which is a little bit ahead in their rebuild process versus where the Sharks are, but a worthy competitor. That's a scoreless game until halfway through the third period. You know, the Sharks were reeling without Macklin Celebrini, which I know I'm not trying to overstate it as we've only seen one game, but it's hard to ignore how good he was in game number one. And so that was a team that really saw for the first time without Macklin just how many offensive struggles there would be. And so they didn't look as good. Then we go to game number three, where they played very, very well against Dallas. It goes to a shootout. It's a game they could have won. They end up losing in a shootout, but they've still got 2 points through three games. Not a terrible place to be. Then you get off to a slow start and take way too many penalties against Chicago. You get off to a slow start and take way too many penalties against Winnipeg. Then you get off to a slow start and take too many penalties once again against an Avs side that, yes, didn't see you have as many penalties, but still you had another 5-on-3 situation. You're taxing your team. You're wearing down your bodies. You're putting yourself in the crosshairs. And that's got to be something that the Sharks rectify going into this game against Anaheim, which I remind you is a winnable game because this is a difficult stretch of scheduling. They've got Anaheim tonight. On Thursday, they have got the Kings. On Saturday, they are at Vegas. On Monday, they are hosting Utah. On the 29th, they're back home against LA. And then on the 31st, on Halloween, they are going to be playing host to Chicago. So that will hopefully see the return of a Macklin Celebrini. We heard that he would be out another 2 weeks, but you never know exactly how these timelines work out. So we'll see exactly what the return date is. That could mean this week and then some of next week. I'm not putting anything out of the conversation, but that's where we are right now. To take a look at tonight's game and our opponent, the Ducks, we are now joined by Alexis Downey of Duckstream. Alexis, what's going on? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's, like I said, it's a little bit of a slow morning for me. We had an optional skate today, so kind of just settling in, getting some of my game day duties done, but not too bad. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Just looking for the next game, an opportunity for the Sharks to bounce back as they're still looking for their first win. So we will see whether or not that comes later tonight. You know, we spoke, Alexis, just before the start of the season, and obviously things started off in the right direction for you guys, and then you've had a couple of losses in the last two. I guess, what have you learned in these first five or so games that your team has played?
Yeah, I think they're still looking to find that consistent effort, which is something that we talked about prior to the season starting. And, you know, going into the year, we knew that they were going to be a faster team. And we saw spurts of that through their first three or so games. But the last two, you know, the team just hasn't been skating. They've been struggling in the faceoff circle. They've been struggling on the power play. So I think that there's some areas that they're still trying to figure out. And, you know, I there's been some in and outs in the lineup already with some of the players. So I think that they're still trying to settle in a little bit. You know, when they are playing their game, they look great. And that part's been fun to watch. But like I said, the last two games were a little difficult to watch. And yeah, I think that's kind of where the team's at right now.
What do you think the main differences have been in the games that you've posted the wins, like against Utah and against us about a week and a half ago, versus the three losses?
Yeah, I mean, in particular, that game against the Sharks, that first game for us, I mean, I thought the team defended well in that one. Definitely looked like they needed to settle in a little bit more because that was their first game. But then you look at some of the wins, that Utah game for the home opener, like they were skating, they were hunting pucks down. You know, they were doing all the right things. Their forecheck looked good. Lukáš Dostal in the net has really been the story of this team so far through this first bit of the season. But yeah, I just think that they were connecting well as a team. But then you look at the last two games, they haven't been skating. They've been turning a lot of pucks over. The power play, they've been getting their chances, but they haven't capitalized yet at all on the power play, which is tough. And you know, honestly, that the penalties haven't been too much of an issue for the team early in the season because that was something that we talked a lot about after last year. But it's just been a matter of, you know, the guys, they're giving it their all, but there's just a difference between that and that one step up where they're playing cohesively together. And I think there's just been some moments where they look a little lost.
Tell me about Dostal, because we saw it up close and personal in San Jose. Great game, and his stats up to this point of the year have been phenomenal.
Yeah, he's been awesome for this Ducks team, and especially I go back to the game on Friday in Colorado, and I mean, he was the reason they stayed in that one for as long as they did, staying into it in overtime. I mean, he had to make 45 saves in that game, and obviously you don't want to see that number defensively as a team, but for him to make those plays, it was so crucial. He's always so calm, so such a steady presence for this group, and you know, having to jump into this starting role with John Gibson out still. I asked him about it actually yesterday, and he was telling me that all of his experiences last year in his full season, just how to handle travel, how to handle life outside of hockey during the season, he really felt like that year prepared him for this year and obviously his time at the World Championship over the summer. So I've been so impressed by him. And honestly, I think in watching him in the summertime during the World Championship, I knew he was going to come into this year, have a great year. And so far, you know, I mean, his numbers, like you said, they're really good. They're speaking for themselves. So the Ducks just need to find a way to get him some more wins on the other end of that.
A storyline here in San Jose has been comparing Will Smith and his rest time with the Sharks as he took the Friday game off against Winnipeg. They rested him for that day. People were wondering, like, oh, is it going to be like what the Ducks did with Leo Carlson last year? I'm just curious in watching the evolution of Carlson from last year to this year, what you are seeing with him.
Yeah, I think he came into this year a lot stronger, more ready to go. I mean, he had a long off season to get ready, but I personally was a fan of the way that they handled his transition to the NHL last year, giving him some time throughout the season to have those nights off and really hit the gym hard and make sure he was able to keep on the weight because, you know, he's a kid and
Right.
that it was a huge change for him. So into this year now, he was always a confident kid, but he even carries himself a little different this year. You can see it. He's a very humble guy. He's not arrogant or anything like that. He just spews confidence and he's very assured of himself. So I think in his gameplay on the other end of that, you know, he's been carrying that top line so far through these first five games for the Ducks. And obviously we want to continue to see a little bit more out of him. You know, his training camp maybe wasn't the best, but I think that he is set to have a great year this year, and the team is going to be relying on him a lot, obviously being on that top line and you know, the center there. So yeah, he looks great. I think overall, he definitely still has a little bit more to give, but we got to see that excitement from him, obviously, and getting that overtime winner in the home opener. So that was awesome. An awesome way to start the season.
How about Cutter Gauthier?
Yeah, you know, that's been he's been interesting in the sense of we're still waiting to see him come into his game more. I feel like there's been moments, especially in the last game against the Kings, where he was trying to do a little bit too much with the puck and, you know, ended up turning it over. And there was just some spurts in that game where, you could see he was just trying to keep up with the pace. And obviously it's such a change for him coming from college hockey and just jumping right into the NHL. And going back to that home opener against Utah, in the second period, he was demoted down to the fourth line. And then in the third period, he ended up only playing one shift and then was sat the rest of that period. So, and I know how tough that was for him, having his family there, a huge night for him, you know, making his debut in front of Ducks fans at home. So I think he's still learning a lot and he's soaking it up. And he's someone that he learns quickly and he wants to learn, you know, he's a winner and he's got a great mindset with it, but we're still waiting to see a bit more from him. And hopefully, you know, we get to see that here soon because he could really be such a complimentary piece to Leo Carlson on that top line.
Yeah. It's always interesting to see just how seemingly impatient we all are with these young talents because with Cutter, who was, you know, a teammate of Will Smith's in college, you know, everybody's expecting them to come in and, you know, look like a seasoned veteran. And it's interesting because I find myself falling into that trap as well, where it's like, where you're kind of waiting and you're saying like, oh, well, he could have done this, that, or the other thing. And I'm like, Ted, he's played in five NHL games or he's played in three. And it's like, you gotta be a little bit more mindful of the fact that these guys are literally learning on the fly. And like the quote up here from former Shark great Joe Thornton was that, you know, the NHL isn't a developmental league, which is, you know, a testament to how good these guys are. They are not at that point where they need to be, you know, at a lower level, but they're still learning the game on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And we always are reminding ourselves that, you know, Cutter's 20 years old. We have six guys that are 21 or under. So it's just, you know, there's so much youth on this team that you do have to kind of remind yourself of that.
And it's funny when you look at it from that lens, a guy like Trevor Zegras is the seasoned veteran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he's still trying to kind of find his game a little bit early in the year, but it hasn't necessarily helped that, you know, his line hasn't been that connected so far. So I think that they're looking for tonight to kind of switch things up a little bit on the lines and, you know, I'll be curious to see how that affects a guy like Trevor Zegras.
It'll be interesting to see the matchups because for both of these teams, this will be the first time they're seeing a team for the second time. And when they played, what was that, on the 12th, that was a fun, entertaining game. I know it was not, you know, hugely highlight-filled with incredible goals, but it's a 0-0 game until you're about halfway through the third. So, you know, I think that sets us up for a pretty intriguing matchup.
Yeah, I think so too. When you look at the stats from the game, it was overall pretty evenly played, like you were saying, just up until the end where the Ducks were able to get, you know, the two goals, one of them coming from Trevor Zegras. So yeah, I think that it's always fun when the Ducks and Sharks get to play each other, and it'll be interesting to see what adjustments are made on both sides, you know, for this game tonight.
Is there any chatter around the team where last year the Ducks started off very hot and then kind of faded, whereas this year they're seemingly finding themselves? I don't know if people look at the start of last year as saying that's where they expected to be, or maybe it set up, you know, a false level of expectations, whereas this year it seems like the team is finding itself a little bit more. If you had told me after five games that the Ducks would be a 500 team, I would say, sure, that tracks. If you had said they'd been 5-0, I would have said, wow, that doesn't, you know, make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I've looked at the slow starts of Colorado until the last weekend, Edmonton and Nashville, and reminded myself that it's October, Ted. We can't really take too much out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that the team is kind of, when they look back to last year, new head coach, that was something that played a role into it. So some of the guys just starting to learn from him, but also there was a certain sense of excitement around that and just that hard play that we saw from a lot of the guys in the lineup. And I think that, yes, you know, they're giving it their all at times, like I mentioned, but it's just been a matter, honestly, that's what head coach Greg Cronin goes back to, is just the skating in the last two games. And, you know, he noted that if we saw more of that consistent effort that we saw in, you know, even the Vegas game, the Utah game, he thinks that, you know, this team could be 5-0 at that point. So, you know, I think there's just parts of the game where they're they're just struggling. And I mentioned the faceoffs. The faceoff's been really rough, and there's been a couple scenarios where they've lost a faceoff, and then last game, you know, it led to a goal for the Kings. So it's those details in the game that we're hoping to, you know, get figured out early, and maybe that will lead them to some success, especially as they head on the road after this game tonight.
What are you going to be looking for tonight beyond the skating, which you mentioned?
I just think, you know, a little bit of a better overall effort, you know, getting out of the zone quicker, not turning the puck over, just having that, as head coach Greg Cronin likes to say, the hunting mentality with the pucks. I think that's something I'm going to be looking forward to. Also, just if they do get the chance on a power play, they got to get a power play goal. It's been, you know, it's been rough to watch that. So I think improvement on power play would be something that hopefully the team is able to, you know, achieve tonight.
Awesome, Alexis. Well, I appreciate your time as always, and we will chat soon. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Again, that is Alexis Downey of Duckstream joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network. Some of the news that we have coming out of Sharks morning skate today is that Mackenzie Blackwood was the first man off the ice for San Jose. So that means he will likely be our starting netminder tonight. And I'm sure he wants some redemption after the game against Winnipeg, which I do not put on him in the slightest. He was put in awful positions. He was not given a chance to win that game. And I think that's just the story that we've seen throughout Mackenzie's time with San Jose. He's not been given enough quality supportive play around him. And so hopefully he will get that tonight. We still don't know exactly what the lineup will be, but we will be paying attention to that. But regardless of who is out there on the ice today for the Sharks, it's got to come down to just being cleaner on the ice. They need to stop taking so many penalties. They need to just make sure that they are clean with their game, because I can take getting beat. And I understand that Winnipeg in particular was going to be a tough opponent no matter what. When you're going up against a team that had 110 points a year ago, or a team like Dallas, who was, you know, a team that everyone is talking about being one of the best teams in the league this year, I understand if you end up getting beat. But if you are in a difficult situation, you need to make sure that you don't beat yourself. And that is what the Sharks have done in these past couple of games. Whether it has been the slow start, whether it has been the penalties, whether it has been just turning the puck over in a bad situation, whatever it is, the Sharks need to eliminate that from their game. And we talked about this a little bit after the game against Winnipeg on NBC, where I felt like the Sharks are seeing ghosts of 1 and 2 years ago. Because once again, they are winless through their first six. 2 years ago, they won the sixth game of the season after they lost five straight to start the year. But I think those thoughts, I think those fears, I think those same emotions are probably reverberating through the minds of some of the San Jose Sharks. And they can't let it get that way. They've got to just be able to say, last year, 2 years ago, these do not have bearing on what's happening right now. We are a better team than where we were a year ago. And that is true. I 100% believe that. They have 2 points through six games. That did not happen last year till sometime in November. They are a better team. However, they are still learning how to win. Tyler Toffoli is doing his job. Fabian Zetterlund, William Eklund, these guys are coming through. They are the consistent performers that you expected them to be. Now, what was not expected was that right off the bat, Macklin Celebrini was going to be dealing with an injury. And honestly, I would rather him be injured in the 2024-2025 season than 2029-2030, when I expect the Sharks to be a contending team. But things do not go to plan. Injuries happen to every team. You've got to have guys step up and be ready to take that next level in their game. And I'm looking at Will Smith. I thought that he was much better in the game against Colorado, had some great ankle-breaking moves. But when I compare him to where we saw William Eklund a couple years ago, there's still hesitation in his game. And I understand that. He's still learning the NHL. But while there is still hesitation in his game, he needs to make sure that he's doing the other things very, very well that he needs to be doing. His play off the puck, his defense. Just make sure that while he's still feeling things out, that he can control what he can control. The shot doesn't go in, it doesn't go in. But are the other things you're doing on the ice up to par, up to snuff? That's what Will Smith needs to make sure he's improving on game in, game out. All right, we're out of time. 6:45 pre, 7:15 go time right here on the Sharks Audio Network as San Jose takes on Anaheim. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.